6th chapter, 1st chapter, verse 27.
एवं वर्तमान अव्य मृत्यु काले उपस्थित मतिं चकार तनय बाली नारायण अवस्थ वर्तमान एवरी वन इज सिचुएटेड अंडर सर्टेन कंडीशन. This is material life. I am situated under certain consciousness. You are situated in certain consciousness. Everyone, according to the modes of nature, you have got different conception of life and different consciousness. That is called material life. All of us here sitting here, every one of us has got a different consciousness. Generally, it is meant for sensuality. Material life means everyone is planning, I shall live like this, I shall acquire money like this, I shall enjoy like this. Everyone has got a program. So, Ajamila also has a program. What is his program? His program was that he is very much attached to his youngest child, and whole attention is there, how the child is moving, how the child is eating, how the child is talking, and sometimes he was calling, he was feeling. His whole mind was absorbed with the activities of the child. See, in the previous class we have already discussed. Punjanam prabhuvan khadan balakam sahajantita bhujayam payan muha na vega hagatam antatam. Not only Raja Rama, everyone. They are absorbed in certain type of consciousness. And what is due to is how the consciousness works. It is a sneha dantra. Sneha means affection. By the affected by the machine, which is called affection. Everyone is affected by this machine. This machine, this body is machine, and it is being worked by the nature. And direction is coming from the Supreme Lord. He wanted to enjoy a certain way, and Krishna has given us a certain type of body, jantra. Just as you have got defined, make some motor car. Somebody wants big car, somebody says I want silver race, some phone. They are ready. Similarly, our body is also like that. Somebody is poor, somebody is feverless, somebody is weak. And Krishna has given us the chance. He wanted this kind of car or body to sit down and enjoy. This is our material food. Ishvara sarvabhutana riddeshe arjuna tishtati. We forget, after changing the body, we forget what I desire and why I have got this kind of body. But Krishna, He is situated within your heart, He does not forget. He gives you. This is how our Prabhupada said. He wanted this kind of body. Get it. Krishna is so kind. If somebody wanted a body so that he can eat everything, so Krishna is saying the body of a pig, so it can eat even stool. And if somebody wanted a body that I shall dance with Krishna, then he gets that body. Now it is up to you to decide whether you are going to get a body which will be able to dance with Krishna, to talk with Krishna, to play with Krishna. You can get it. And if you want a body, how to eat stool, urine, you get it. So we have to decide. This human form of life. But if you have no information that what kind of body I am going to get next, if you don't believe, you believe or not believe, it doesn't matter. The nature's law is that if you say I don't believe in the next life, you may say like that, but nature's law is that karmanas eva natrena. As you are acting, according to that, you are preparing the next one. So after death means when this body is finished, then you get another body immediately, because you have already made the field work, what kind of body you will get. So, this man, Pajami, was engaged in taking care of his child, very nicely, and the whole mind was absorbed in the child. So, don't disturb. Therefore, he has been described as Mura. Yet you say, Bhojan Parayana Mura. We are forgetting that someday is coming, that is ahead. That is called Mrityu, death. We forget. But this is our imperfect. So this man forgot that he was very busy as an affectionate father or affectionate husband. But then he always got so many relationships. As an affectionate friend or envious enemy, he has got some relations. And with everyone in this world, we have got some. Either it may be affectionate or envy. It doesn't matter. So, in this way we are living, forgetting that death is ahead. Therefore, we are mūḍha. Mūḍha means rascal, ass, who does not know what is actual interest. This is ass. Ass is, mūḍha means ass. The ass does not know his own interest. We have seen that the ass is loaded with 3 tons of cloth by the washerman, and he cannot go still, he has to wait. And he does not know that I am loading so many tons of cloth on my back. And what interest I got is, not a single cloth belongs to me. So the ass has no success. Ass means he has no success. He is thinking it is my duty. So load upon me so much clothing. It is my duty. Why it is duty? That because the waterman gives you glass. So he has no sense. The grass I can get anywhere. Why I have taken this duty? So this is the, everyone is anxious about his duty, somebody is politician, somebody is householder, somebody is something else. Because he has taken up some false duty and working hard for it, therefore he is an ass. He is forgetting his real business. Real business is that death will come. It is not a one. Everyone says, as sure as death. Now before death, I have to act in such a way that I may have a position in Vaikuntha and Vrindavan, and I may have permanent life to be with Krishna. This is our real duty. But we do not know that. Nathe vitu sarthakatin hi Vishnu. We are in this condition, state of life, because we are separated from our original person, Krishna, because we are part and parcel of Krishna. We have forgotten this. We are thinking we are part and parcel of America. All India. This is called illusion. They are interested, somebody is interested in his country, somebody is interested in his society or family. We have created so many things. Therefore, Shastra says that these lustres do not know what is his actual self-interest. Nate ridu Shastra Tengi Vishnu. Durasaya. He is hoping something which will never be fulfilled. That's what he is after. We are trying to adjust things within this material world to become happy. But the rascal does not know that so long he will remain in this material world, there is no question of happiness. That is rascal. Krishna says that this place is dukkhalam athasadam. This material world where we are now living and that defines change of body one after another. It is Ukkala. Why I have to change my body? Why not? I am permanent. Dahanati Hanumane Sarire. Therefore, we have to learn. We have to be educated. We have to receive knowledge from the perfect. And Krishna personally, the supreme, perfect person, is giving you knowledge. And if you are so unfortunate that you do not take the perfect knowledge, we concoct, we speculate, we create our own idea, that it is to be understood that durasa. We are thinking, I shall be happy in this way, I shall be happy in this way. Nothing. He shall never be happy. This is perfect mistake. Unless you go back to home, back to home. Just like a mad boy, just forsaken his father. His father is rich man, everything is there, but he has become hippie. So, similarly, we are also like that. Our father is Krishna. We can live there very comfortably, without any bothersome, without endeavor for earning money. But we have decided that we shall live here in this machine. This is called ash. This is the therefore mulha. We do not know what is our self-interest. And we are hoping against hope. I shall be happy in this way, I shall be happy in this way. Therefore, this word is used, mulha. They do not know what is actually his happiness and his trying. One chapter another, one chapter another, now I will be happy. Yes, sometimes the person man sits on his back and takes a bunch of grass and puts in front of the ass. And the ass wants to take the grass. But as he's moving forward, the grass is also moving forward. And he thinks just one step forward, I shall get the grass. But because his ass, he does not know that the grass is situated in such a way that I can go on for millions of years, still I am not yet here. This is ash. He does not come to his senses that for millions and trillions of years I may try to be happy in this material world, I will never be here. Therefore, you have to take the knowledge from the Guru who knows things, like a Guru is watching, Ajnana-kniranandhasya-jnana-nyana-salapaya. Chakshu-kulmiritam-jena-tasmai-sri-glavi. The politician or Christians, or it's called leaders, Andhra, they will promise you that you will be happy in this way, you give me both, and I shall bring heaven for you, and let me become minister, that is also the simple way, and as soon as I become a minister and president, I'll give you such and such thing. So you select Mr. Nixon, and again you become disappointed. Then we request Mr. Nixon, you get out. And we accept another fool. This is good. This is good. But Shastra says he's not getting right information in that way. This foolish man, they will promise you something and he's unable to make you happy. He'll be again disappointed, again regret. Then what is what form I shall get the right information? That Veda says if you want right information, then go to the Guru. And this Guru, the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this man, the Amaradhyay Guru Haiya Tarasattva. He says, you just become on my order. Guru means who carries the order of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Or is Krishna servant, there is Guru. Nobody can become Guru unless he carries the order of the Supreme. Therefore, he'll find, because every one of us, yes, we do not know what is our self-interest, and somebody comes, I am Guru. How you become Guru? No, I am self-perfected. I don't require to read any book. I have come to bless you. As a foolish rascal, they do not know how you can become Guru. If he does not follow the Shastra or the Supreme Authority, Krishna, how you can become? But they accept you. So this kind of Guru is going on. But you should know, Guru means who carries the order of the Supreme Lord. That is it. Any rascal who manufactures some idea is not Guru. Immediately kick him out. Immediately. This is a rascal, this is not a Guru. Guru is here, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Amar Ajnay Guru is here. Guru means the faithful servant of God. That is it. So you have to first of all test. Are you faithful servant of God? If he says no, I am God. Kick him on his face immediately. Kick him immediately. That you have come to teach us. Because test is there. That Guru means faithful servant of God. Simple. Don't require large definition. What is Guru? So basic knowledge gives you indication that tadvijnana, if you want to know the science of spiritual life, tadvijnana. So Guru may be vidate, you must approach Guru. And who is Guru? Guru means who is the faithful servant of God. Very simple. So, this is the position. Without Guru, if he is manufacturing his way of life, then he is Mura, rest. That's what he said, Mura. He was thinking, I'm so affectionate father, I'm taking care of my son, little son. In all respect, I'm feeding him, I'm petting him. So many things I'm very faithful and very honest father. But Shastra says, here is a mula, rest. You see, he says, bhojan, panan, mula. Why is mula? Na vedam, adatam, antakam. He does not say, does not know, that behind me, the death is awaiting. He has come to take it. How your affection for your so-called son and society and family and nation will save you? Here is death. That is enough. He can cannot answer the death is there. So we shall be prepared. That is human life. We must always know that there is death behind me. At any moment you can capture my neck and take. That's a plan. Is there any guarantee that you shall live 100 years? No. Even just after 2 seconds, if you go to the street, you may immediately be dead. There may be heart failure, there may be motor accident, there may be something. So, to live is wonderful. To die is not on earth. Because you are meant for death. As soon as you took your birth, immediately you begin to die. Immediately. If you inquire, when the child is born, you say 1 week. That means he has died 1 week. We are taking that he is living 1 week. But actually he has died once. That is wonderful. But still he is living, he has not died. So death is not wonderful, because it is sure, it will come after 1 week or after 100 years. That is not wonderful. So long you live it, that is wonderful. So we should utilize this time to make solution of the life that we are repeatedly dying and again accepting another body. So how they will understand unless they come to the proper guru? Therefore Shastra says, Tadvijnanartham, if you want to know the real problem of your life, and if you want to be enlightened, how to become Krishna conscious, how to become jnana, go back to home, back to Godhead, then you must approach the Guru. And who is Guru? That is explained, very simple thing. Guru never manufactures idea. That you do this, and give me money, and you become happy. That is not good. That is another process of earning money. So, yes, it is said, Mula, everyone who is simply living in the fool's paradise, manufacturing his own ideas, like Ajami, somebody has said, this is my duty, somebody is he is a fool. You must know what is your duty from Guru. You are singing every day, Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chittete Koriya Otka Arana Koriya Mudaya. This is life. Guru Mukha Padma, he accepts the bona fide Guru and what he orders you carry out. Then your life is successful. Arana Koriya Mudaya. You rationally do not desire anything. Are you not singing daily? Do you understand the meaning? Or we are singing? What is the meaning? We will explain. Nobody knows? Yes, what is the meaning?
My only wish is that my mind be purified by the word and the mouth and spiritual master. I have no other desire.
Yes, this is God. Guru Mukha Padma Vakka Chitta Te Koriyai. Now, Chitta means consciousness, the heart. I shall do this only. But my Guru Maharaj told me, I shall do this. Tittete koriyayapka, arna koriyamaya. So, it is not my pride, but I can say for your instruction, I did it. Therefore, whatever little success you see, and all my God brothers, it is due to this. I have no capacity. But I took it, the words of my Guru, as life and soul. So this is fact. Guru Mukha Padma Vakka, Chittete Koriyai. Everyone should do that. But if he makes addition or alteration, then he is finished. No addition or alteration. We have to approach Guru. Guru means the faithful servant of God, Krishna, and take his word how to serve him when you are successful. If you conquer, I am very intelligent than my Guru, and I can make additional and tradition, then that's the most. So, that is the only. Sing further. Siguru Charane Gati, Sai Siguru Kumadati. If you want to make real progress, then you must be firmly faithful at the lotus feet of Guru. Then, Jiprasade Pure Sarva Aar. Just a prasada, this is the instruction in the whole Vaishnava philosophy. So unless we do that, we remain muha, and says, this is explained in the Gadami Upatthaya, for the reading this verse, Sarivam Vartamana Agya again. Again, Bhaskar says, this last verse was situated in that as God in the family of his son, Narayana, of the name. He did not know what is this nonsense Narayana. He knew his son. But Narayana is so merciful that because you are constantly calling his son, Narayana, please come here. Narayana, please take this. So, Krishna was taking that is chanting in Narayana. Krishna is so much. He never meant that I am going to Narayana. He wanted his son. Because he was a Krishna. But he got the opportunity of chanting the holy name of Narayana. This is his good fortune. Therefore, according to this, we change the name. Why? Because every name is meant for becoming a servant of Krishna. So that's like Upendra. Upendra means Bhavan. So if we call Upendra Upendra similarly, that name is taken account of. So that will be explained later on. So here also it is said, in the first verse it is said Mura, and the second verse also it is said Saivam Vartamana Agya. Agya means rascal. Mura means rascal, Agya means ignorance. Ignorance, there is no knowledge. Va means one who has knowledge. Agya, man who has no knowledge. Mitsukalo Bhutti. So everyone in this material world is Mura, Agna, he does not care that I'll have to meet death when everything will be finished, all my plans, all my assets, everything will be finished. He does not know that. He knows this, but he doesn't care to observe in these things. Therefore everyone is Mura and Abhya, then, in spite of the death has come, Matin Chakara Tanai Bali, Narayana Avar. He is experiencing now I'm dying. Death is near. Still, he is thinking of his dead child. So, Jangjana Bhati Smaran Loke, Kajatanta, he has got a child, his name is Narayana. Now his position is different. But if I am similarly affected, similarly affectionate to my dog, then what is my position? Or anything. Naturally I will think of my dog, and immediately I shall get the other body like a dog or dog. This is nature's law. Janjana Bhapi Smaran Luki Sajasanti Kaleva. At the time, the test will be at the time of death. What kind of body you are going to get. So Janjana Bhapi Smaran Bhava. They, just like he is very much affectionate to his son, he is thinking of his son. Similarly, if you are very much affectionate to your dog or something else, you think at that time. Therefore, practice Hare Krishna so that at the time of death you can think of Krishna and your life is successful. Thank you.